She made good progress the next day. The rain didn't fall until late afternoon. The wind blew it in beneath the buggy's top. Wrapping a blanket around her shoulders in an effort to stay dry, Geneva began looking for shelter. She saw a low goat shed, but a couple of dozen goats were huddled beneath it. She didn't care to share the night with them. She was about to despair of finding a dry place when around dusk she spotted a house 200 yards from the trail. She found a dim wagon trace and turned onto it, winding past live oak trees and junipers. The house was plain, the sort of nailed-together box and strip structure common to this developing land. It once had a coat of paint, but now needed another. In back stood a barn, an open shed, and several pens built of upright live oak branches. Seeing no sign of anyone outside, she pulled up in front of the house.
Anybody home?
She thought for a minute that no one would answer, but the door opened slowly. A man peered out, showing only his face at first, then pulling the door all the way back.
Yes, ma'am. Let me help you down from there.
Friendly-eyed, he was approaching middle age. A bristly stubble darkened his face, for he had not shaved in 2 or 3 days.
I'd be obliged for a chance to get out of the rain.
You found it?
He raised both hands to support her as she climbed down from the buggy.
You go right on inside. I'll put away the horse and buggy while you move up close to the cook stove and get dry.
Geneva had not seen a woman, though there were curtains on the 2 front windows.
You sure your wife won't mind?
I'm a widower.
I'm sorry?
Geneva paused, considering the potential complications of being in the house with a man she never saw before. He seemed to read her thoughts.
Don't you worry, ma'am. I can see that you're a lady, and I've always tried to be a gentleman, even if I ain't had much training for it.
He lifted the tarp that covered her belongings.
And need me to bring any of this in?
Just the carpet bag.
The dampness had given her a chill. She spread the wet blanket across the backs of 2 wooden chairs and stood in front of the stove. She held her hands near the source of the heat. The man entered the house, casting off a woolen poncho from his shoulders.
Got your horse and buggy took care of. Are you getting all dried out?
Oh, I'm fine, Mr.
She hadn't heard his name.
Nathan. Just Nathan.
I'm Geneva Bannister.
She said it before she thought better. If Nathan had heard of Donnelly Bannister, he might put 2 and 2 together. She looked around the Spartan room. A cast-iron cook stove, a plain wooden table and 4 chairs, an open cabinet for kitchen utensils, and little else comprised the furnishings. A closed door indicated a bedroom, probably just large enough for a bed and perhaps a chest of drawers.
If I'd known a lady was coming, I'd have cleaned the place up a little. And shaved.
Everything looks fine, Mr. Nathan. The main thing is that it's warm and dry, and you were kind enough to let me in.
Well, it's getting late for you to go any farther. You're welcome to spend the night here.
Geneva involuntarily glanced toward the bedroom door.
Well, thank you, but there's a problem.
No problem at all. You'll have the bed, I'll sleep in the barn. I've got a cot out there for when company stops by.
Just the same, don't you think people might talk?
I've been hurt by horses and run over by a wagon, and I've been in a couple of foolish fistfights that didn't do me any good. But talk never hurt me. Besides, the only way anybody will find out is if you tell them. I won't.
You're a kind man, Mr. Nathan.
Just trying to remember my upbringing. I was about to start some supper when you came. I bet you're hungry.
I am. Show me where everything is, and I'll fix the supper.
It's a deal. I don't often get to eat a meal cooked by a woman.
She sensed that Nathan was a lonely man, living here by himself. The window curtains told her a woman once lived here, too. But they were faded and beginning to fray.
I saw a field out yonder and some cattle.
I've got the starting of a nice little ranch. It'll be bigger someday. Losing my wife took the heart out of me for a while. But I got myself back on the road now.
You need to find a good woman.
I suppose. But women like Martha don't come along often. Women willing to scrape by on a hard-scrabble place like this can take it on faith that things will get better.
Well, there may be more of them than you think. A lot of women would be glad to have a husband who's settled down, knowing every day where he is, knowing that come night he'll be home where he belongs.
Nathan was silent a while, deep in thought, perhaps reviewing old memories.
It always seems like the best ones have been taken already. I bet you're married.
Yes, I am.
Happy?
I suppose. What does happiness mean? It must be more than simply settling for occasional shining moments that never last long enough. The coffee has come to a boil, if you're ready for it.